Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cheers. Aluminum can, girls.
Cheers. This is a bubbly.
And this is an Olipop.
Blackberry. What's yours?
Vintage cola. This is my new favorite drink. I was just telling Alex, I had to stop myself from buying a multi-pack of these at Whole Foods the other day. They are so good. It's like a soda alternative, if you will. There's some like prebiotics, probiotics, and it's sweetened with, I believe, monk fruit.
It's carbonated, right?
Yep. It fully, like, you want to taste it? It literally tastes like...
I think I have had that one.
It's so good. And there's caffeine in it.
Ooh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I think just a little bit, but it's something. Green tea caffeine, too, so I won't be crackhead. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome
Happy
back.
Monday.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Alex.
And I'm Kristen, Alex's friend.
And this is Odd Vice.
Happy Monday.
Season 4.
It's Christmas this week.
Is it?
Right?
Monday, a week from today. Jeez. If you guys are listening on Monday, it's a week from today.
This is crazy.
Are you all ready?
I have like all the gifts if that's...
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have one thing that I'm still waiting to get delivered or shipped or whatever.
Actually, yeah. No, I'm waiting on two things, but they are shipped. Like they'll get here in time.
Good.
At least they should.
Yeah.
And I wrapped gifts last night. Yeah, actually, last night I was telling Alex, last night was the first night of this holiday season where I felt holiday-y.
Right.
We had a glass of wine and we ordered French dips.
Oh, such a winter meal.
It took everything in me to not order another one today. It was so fucking good. And then we watched The Holiday and I had never seen it before and it was pretty good. But after watching that, just to remind you, this is the one with Cameron Diaz and who's the guy?
Jude Law.
Cameron Diaz is a really bad actress.
She's just so like typecast as the like quirky, spunky blonde.
Yeah,
and
I guess
she is kind of the same in every movie.
Yeah, I hadn't watched her since I was a kid.
Except for, have you seen Bad Teacher?
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie.
Really, really good.
And we'll see, she's a little older then. Wasn't that like later year? I think that came out when we were in high school.
Probably.
So maybe she like had a few acting classes, but I don't know. We were watching it and like the whole movie's good. The guy was really good. Even the fucking kids were so good. And then you said it perfectly, Alex, like every line she says is a line.
Yeah. It's delivered with like, she delivers every line with drama and like such intensity. Yeah. She's not just like a conversational actress.
Mm-mm.
And like she uses her hands and she like
tucks
her
hair every word
and like makes facial expressions and like grunts after everything that she says. But like it's crazy because who she's, you know, saying her lines with or who she is with in the scene is totally normal and just having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
But she's like full intensity in every scene.
She reminded me of like the Debbie Ryan meme.
Yep.
Or like every Debbie Ryan interview you've seen. That's just so cringy. Like the fucking ending when she ran back down the driveway and every gate, she'd be like, and like
and then
run
push
through
it through.
The gate. And
I was wondering if that was like a little bit of satire.
I hope.
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, there's no way this isn't satire.
But then she slams
through
the front
door again.
And he's crying.
Right.
That's the part of rom-coms where I'm like, this shit is so corny.
Yeah. There's just so many like unrealistic elements that they try to like tie back to each other.
Yeah.
Like the whole crying bit because she can't cry, but he's a crier. Like they have to hit it home that he cried when she left and then she cried when he like when she left. Like,
and then she's crying in the,
in the taxi.
And the taxi driver's like, what the fuck? I don't know.
See, that's what made me think like, okay, not every character in the scene is like acting normal or has a normal reaction based on her crying. So that's why I think it might be satire.
Okay. The gates.
Like, right. Yeah. Because you're just before that, the taxi driver was like, what the fuck is up with this girl? Like, you know?
Yeah. Maybe. Hopefully.
Hopefully. I don't know. But I also don't know if Nancy Meyers has it in her to do satire.
Has she pulled it in any other movie?
Maybe. I mean, she's like wit. She does witty
she's
shit.
She's witty. Yeah. Like The Parent Trap, there's really funny one-liners. Even The Holiday, there was some funny things that they said. Where it's like, wow, that was actually like a really good joke.
Right.
I don't know. I'm new to this genre, so I still don't know what's normal or like what to be expected.
I will say that is like the least of the cheesiness I think you're going to get.
Jeez.
It just comes with the genre. It
comes with the job.
Yeah. You have to be used to it.
What's the cheesiest?
The cheesiest rom-com.
Like I would turn it off. I'm cringing.
Honestly, a lot of the newer ones, lot of the newer rom-coms are just so like the ones. I actually just watched one with the guy from Grey's Anatomy and who's the girl? Your Place or Mine is the one with the guy from Grey's Anatomy, but that one's also very cheesy. That's
can you tell me the storyline? Because I actually feel like I might have seen this one.
It's actually with Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher, and then the guy from Grey's Anatomy. And
do they like grow up together?
Yes, and they ended up like swapping houses. I think
kind of like The Holiday.
Yeah,
he's from.
He lives in the city, and she's like suburbs with the kid.
Yeah, I think I saw this. It was pretty corny.
Yeah. It's just like the more predictable it is, the more corny it is.
I think that's what the synonym is here.
Yeah.
And I think I've said this before. I know that's why I'm not in love with rom-coms is because
you could predict the end.
You could predict the end. And I need something that I can't predict the end or I'm like bored.
Yeah. You're over it.
Yeah.
You're like, why watch it?
What's the point? I know where this is going. Like, why do I need to see it through? I like something where I could learn a little something.
Yeah. There's a lot of those out there too.
Yeah, even The Holiday, like, it got me in my feels a little bit.
The Three Musketeers part, oh.
It brought tears to my fucking eyes.
See, you shed a tear.
I did fucking cry. It was so cute. If you guys haven't seen The Holiday, just go watch it for that part alone. It was such a sweet moment. And he grabs her hand. Oh.
Cute. See, that's the feeling that I chase every time I watch a rom-com.
I feel like you could find that in, like, different movies. No,
sure.
I feel like you find that in like sad movies.
Yeah,
like what were we just talking about that we'll never watch again? A Walk to Remember
is really hard to watch. Southpaw is really hard to watch.
Really,
Southpaw fucking gets
A Star
me.
Is Born. I can't even watch that.
But I'll rewatch A Star Is Born solely for her voice.
Yeah,
like I love the music. Seriously, the soundtrack makes the movie.
Yeah, it's incredible, and their chemistry.
Oh,
I wish they were together.
I wish. There's a lot of people like that I wish were together.
Yes.
Ryan.
Edward Cullen and Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
Well, they were actually.
Yeah. But Ryan Gosling and
Rachel McAdams.
No, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Wait, The Notebook?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's Ryan Gosling. I'm thinking of Ryan Gosling and what is her name?
Emma Stone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They'd be cute. They're like super quirky together.
Yes. And there's another one that I was actually thinking about the other day. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio and what's her name from Titanic?
I do not know her. Rose, though.
Yes.
But I do not know her real name.
Oops.
Too bad he's into children.
Right. Right. Their chemistry is insane.
Yeah. God, that movie might be on the list of the ones I don't really like to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of the sinkage?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a fucking boat in the middle of the ocean. It's two things I hate. It's actually a horror movie for me.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and it's a tearjerker, and like
her name is Kate Winslet, by the way.
Oh,
Kate Winslet. Okay,
that like,
and that's like I knew that who's now. From The Holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, guys, does she not look exactly like what's Natalie's last name?
Meredwena. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm probably butchering it.
But I think that's it though.
Meredwena.
She looks just like Natalie. Like I couldn't unsee it while I was watching the movie. What was I just saying? Oh yeah, the Titanic though. That movie, especially once you know what's coming, at least for me, it's very anxiety provoking. I would rather watch the scariest horror movie than watch that. And like that's the difference of anxiety from movies. I'd rather
like a real fear.
I'd rather horror
right
anxiety than emotional like loss or
like distress.
Yes, that's a perfect word. I'd rather that.
Wow,
there's some deeper psychology there too. Actually, I've heard it's a horror movies since it's so usually so
like far fetched.
Yeah, the brain, an anxiety prone brain, if you will, tends to like the ones that are so far fetched because it's like, okay, I can feel these emotions, but I know they're not real.
And they're not going to happen. So it's like you're able to separate the feeling.
Yep. And you have the calm down from your fight or flight through just the movie because you can't get it in your real life.
Wow.
So that's why a lot of anxious people like
horror movies. Interesting.
Yeah. Once I learned that, it all clicked.
Wow.
That's my rom-com.
Horror movies.
That is though, like if I'm like on a date or something, like I'm gonna wanna
go see a horror movie.
Yeah, or like we're snuggled up on the couch, like let's put on something really scary.
Horror movie is a good option.
And snuggle. I want to sit there and be like, oh fuck, like I want to be like,
yeah,
manipulated in the brain.
The first movie I watched with my boyfriend was The Guardians of the Galaxy. Remember we went to the movie theater, and if you haven't seen the second one, spoiler Ooh. Alert.
Whoa.
You're going to cry at the end. Okay. That's it. That's all I'll say.
Whew. I feel like something with Marvel movies, it doesn't matter how new or old they are.
You don't say
spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. But you will cry. And I was bawling.
Yeah.
And it was like the third time we saw each other.
Was like he the third crying?
Date. Yeah.
Okay. Then that's a good
sign. Yeah. He shed a tear, but he had already seen it. So he knew it was coming.
That really paved the premise of your relationship because every movie you guys watch, he's already seen.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he's such a movie buff. And like, I feel like people say, oh, I'm a movie buff. But
he's
actually seen every movie. There's only one movie, and we just watched it the other night, that he had never seen.
What was it?
The Family Man, the holiday movie. Mm, if you haven't seen it, Nicolas Cage, Don Cheadle, please go watch it.
It's a cool last name.
Amazing. One of my favorite holiday, or probably my favorite holiday movie. Anyway, I showed that to him and he was like, oh, this is really good. I actually can't believe I've never seen this before. Such a movie buff.
I like how he made his voice.
Right. Yeah, right. Like, he's so not his voice.
He's probably like, fire.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
No, it's good.
So it's hard to watch movies with him because he already knows what's going to happen.
There's something special about your partner being a movie buff, though. And I feel like that's the tale of relationship dynamics. There's one person who's not seen shit and there's one person who's seen everything.
Yeah.
And
I consider myself, I'm not very versed in movies.
Yeah. No, but you're not like an idiot.
Yeah. I just there's a lot of shit I haven't seen.
There's a lot of shit though, to your defense.
There's a lot of shit.
But when I dated Scott, I was the one who hadn't seen anything. Honestly, like I'm gonna say it. That man is the reason I've seen like all the classics.
Right.
Because he's a movie buff.
You would watch a lot of movies with him like at home and he would show you shit. But you guys also went and saw movies a lot.
Weekly.
Yeah.
We were always going to the movies. And like he was like good at watching movies. And like we would talk about it after and sometimes argue. Like,
right.
Right.
I'm seeing Wonka tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Come.
What time?
12:30.
Are you 80?
Matinee.
Is it cheaper?
Yeah. No.
For iPick?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. I kind of want to go.
Yeah.
I might want to go. If there's still a seat or something, I might want to go. iPick's funny though, because you sit in twos.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I hope just someone random sits next to me.
Yeah.
What a meet cute.
Just do it.
Well, imagine. And that's how I meet the love of my life.
Love that.
Or some nerd.
He's gonna be farting.
This is the love of my life. Was I just saying that? Oh, the movie thing, the dynamic. But then with Tanner, now I've seen all the movies.
Oh, and you show him.
Yep. He's one of those people that would just rewatch the same movie.
Oh, I mean, first red flag. Tracks. Yeah.
Now, you know what? In his defense, and I know there's a lot of people who do this. There,
yeah.
And again, me going to the psychology of everything, people with high anxiety tend to like to watch things they already know the ending to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like a
and ADD thing. ADHD yeah. too.
Oh, tracks.
Wow.
There's a lot you can learn from people with these little movie little habits.
Quirks. Yeah.
Yeah. What you choose to dive your brain into. What can take you out of your head is a powerful thing, period. So finding each person's version of that right. tells a lot about them.
Ooh.
What are some other things? Music. I feel like that takes a lot of people out of their head, though.
Yeah, I feel like just media in general and like how you react to the internet and social media and how you take in. I mean, like we're surrounded by content 24/7.
Constant news and headlines.
Constant. And how you process it and how you intake that information, I feel like tells a lot about your mental state.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like how your brain functions.
Or what you do to recharge.
Right.
Like, I mean, look at the two of us. Like you like quiet.
Yeah.
I like noise. I sleep better it gives me like chills thinking about it. If we had like 50 people in here, fat house party, I'd probably have the best night's sleep. I'd close my door still.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I love like loudness. That's how I get out of my head.
I like that too.
Drown out my
sleeping,
thoughts.
But when I'm actually like awake, I like silence. When my brain is awake, but like when I was a kid, my parents used to have a lot of house parties and I would purposely like stay downstairs on the couch and like
the couch exactly
snuggle up with my parent and like they partied.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I still do.
Right. Music hella loud, every light on, ballroom chatter like no other. And I would specifically go lay on the couch in the middle of the living room, snuggle up with a blanket and like turn on a movie, but not care if I could hear it or not.
No.
And just like fully fall asleep to the ballroom chatter.
It's especially as a kid, that's probably some like, I don't know, like cave mentality of like knowing that your family's like watching yes. your back while you sleep.
I slept safely.
Yeah, like safely. Yeah. It's just mad safety. Whereas when it's silent and this is why I hate being the last one awake.
Oh,
like whether it's like sleepovers growing up with friends or now in relationships, right. I always like to be asleep first because if I'm not, then I'm on watch.
Right. You have a responsibility.
Watch. Exactly. Oh. And then I'm like, can't let them down. What actually, if a killer walks through?
I felt that weird that we're talking about this because I felt that last night you had gone to bed and my boyfriend, I was still waiting for my boyfriend to get here. And I got up and I unlocked the front door and I went back and laid in bed. But I was like, with everything going on with our neighbor right now and like the shit that we deal with.
Did we update them? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know if we...
Let's update them after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we'll update you guys on our neighbor situation.
With everything going on,
I literally sat at the edge of my bed, left my lights on, open, like kept my door open and waited for him to get here so that I knew it was him walking through the door instead of her.
Yeah.
And I would have done the same thing. I felt like I was on watch.
Yeah.
But before all of that, this has been happening with my neighbor. We used to leave this door unlocked when we would be gone all day.
Yeah. That's exactly the same thing as your surroundings aren't safe right now.
Yeah.
Like we're just animals that are making sure our pack is safe.
That's so crazy.
Like you had an element of like needing to protect yourself and me and Link. Like you were like on household watch.
Yes. That's how it felt for those 12 minutes.
Right. It was the longest 12 minutes ever.
For real. And like I had already gotten cozy in bed and he was like, hey, I'm about to pull up. So I was like, oh, shit. OK, I was all ready for bed. So I like had to get uncozy and like I turned on my lights, extra light. And I was like sitting at the edge of my bed, butt naked. Like, OK, if she comes in here, I would throw hands. She would freak out.
That would be the best thing to do.
Right.
When a crazy person comes in, act crazy.
Yeah.
Do you see those TikToks of girls like they like are walking home late from the bars or to the liquor store to grab snacks late night with like one of their girlfriends and they act crazy when they're walking. Like they're like,
no.
So men don't approach them.
Oh my God. Genius.
Crazy scares crazy.
Genius.
Yes. I've always thought about that. I remember driving one time. I think it was with Leanna. Someone catcalled out the window. And we were like, thank you. Like, just like freak him out. And he was like, what the fuck? And
right.
And drove away.
Not like the normal reaction.
Don't give them what they want.
No.
Before we continue the episode, we're going to take a quick break for a new sponsor, which is Factor. It's a ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor is perfect for, honestly, days like we had today. Just right. Super busy with work. Walk to the fridge, and these meals are ready to go. Heat them up. They're protein packed. They're healthy. And I don't have to take any time to like cook anything. I can go right back into work.
What I love about Factor is that they're fresh and never frozen, and you get to pick from 35 plus chef crafted meals, and they're ready in just 2 minutes.
They also have options like calorie smart, vegan, vegetarian, and protein plus. They have so much to choose from, like breakfast items, lunch, snacks, shakes, and smoothies.
Factor offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and they source 100% renewable energy for their production sites and their offices.
So if you guys want to check them out, head to factormeals.com/advice50 and use code advice50 to get 50% off.
That's code advice50 at factormeals.com/advice50 to get 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. Yeah, so our neighbor. Something's just going on. I think we told you guys kind of the gist of it, but now she's just starting to say some scary things.
Yeah. She, the other day, I was here by myself. I think you're at a workout, and it used to be like only between like a certain time at night, but now it's like there's a cycle. Like it's morning, afternoon, night.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It was in the morning. She was standing in the hallway and she was yelling, "You're gonna die. You're gonna die. You're gonna die." As if she was like pointing to people. Yeah. Yeah. It was directed. And like, that's the thing, when she has these like outbursts of anger, she is directing these words at someone. That's why when like all of this was going down in the beginning, we thought she was yelling at someone on the phone.
Right.
But once we realized she wasn't on the phone, she's just like verbalizing all of these really bizarre
frustrations,
paranoia. Like she's just screaming them in our hallway.
It's really sad. You could actually hear it on one of the last TikToks I posted. Mm-hmm. You hear her in the background. I feel like we should say this because people are probably going to ask. We did, like, we're in talks with our building.
Yeah, they our know. Building was aware even before we brought it up to them.
And she's had a wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the cops didn't do anything about it, though. But that's a bigger problem with our system and how they take mental health seriously. They wait until it's too fucking late, unfortunately. But that's a bigger issue. That's another podcast episode. Yeah, but now it's just like our bill. Like we're all just when we tell them, like we kept them updated with what happens, and they're just like, "Thanks for letting us know." Like, and I even feel bad for them because they're apologetic to us because they obviously right. we're valuable tenants, as everybody in here is, and they're like, "I'm sorry that it's an inconvenience.
Nothing much we could do about it.
She owns the unit. Like, it's not like you could just tell the actual owner and have them right. be like booted out or whatever. It's her home too. So, yeah, if you hear anything crazy in the background,
it's that. It's fucked up our peace in yeah. this house. Like. Yeah. We were always so comfortable, and mm-hmm. like that's what we loved about this apartment is because
it's a very safe building, and
yeah.
very grateful for that in New York City too. And that's not a coincidence that I've been having these like weird dreams too.
Yep.
I've been having very high anxiety dreams about attackers and strangers and just danger, to sum it up in three words. And I feel like it's actually started around this time that we've kind of been dealing with her, and that's a sense of not feeling safe before you go to bed. You're going to have some fucked up dreams. Yeah. Have you already had any?
Not. I used to have actually like a lot of intruder dreams, but none recently.
I'll hold it down.
Yeah. My dreams come and go.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I've even tried to like understand your pattern of your dreams too. Cause you do have, you'll have like a week where you remember every night.
Yeah.
And then like months will go by.
Nothing.
And I don't hear anything from you.
And I wish... And I tried yeah. mugwort. I've heard that's
Yeah.
That's good for remembering your dreams or the intensity of your dreams. I've tried a lot of things, but I don't know. I just don't have.
I don't have
the dream gene.
Trying mugwort.
Try it.
Make a little tea. They would just be so intense from the moment you closed your eyes. You would do a lot of lucid and yeah. and
I'm already doing that, so that's why paralysis. I'm like, what would happen now if I did that on top of?
Do you remember? Do you remember Gary, Scott's friend?
Yeah.
Remember when we hung out with him when we visited LA?
Yeah.
And remember he was telling us about that book of lucid dreaming and how he taught himself how to lucid dream?
Yeah.
That's what mugwort induces. Like, that's the type of lucid dreaming that you could get to.
Huh.
I forget what book it was.
Yeah, I actually wonder if it's the same book my sister was just telling me about. My sister...
Do you have the name? Because I think if I heard the name, I might remember.
I'll text it to her right now. And if she responds, well, during the episode, I'll let you know. But
okay.
She's a crazy dreamer, as I am. Kind of everybody in my family is. And her dreams have always been crazy. Oh, she texted me and said, I just found $20 on the ground.
Nice.
And I said, let me have it. About a year ago, she did DMT, guided, like, with her therapist, you know, dosed out safely and everything. She wanted it to be like a healing thing, and it was. She absolutely loved it, and she tells me every day to try it, maybe one day. But she, ever since, has really tried to hone in on her lucid dreaming and start controlling it, and she's gotten really good at it.
Wow.
And without that anything? Much. Oh, yeah, she hasn't taken anything.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing. It's just like little things like looking at your hands and, you know, all the things
right,
you hear.
All the patterns.
But finding her version of it.
Right.
She's gotten really, really good at it. And she's been telling me to start trying. And I know I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But once it starts, it usually starts with something scary.
Mm.
So then I pull out. So, God, I'm like heavy chest even thinking about it. A lot of the times I was telling my chiropractor this the other day, because he was readjusting my back, and he got down to my lower left side, and it was like there was a fat knot right there, and he's like, oh my God, and you know, it was rubbing out or whatever. And I was like, you know what, that exact spot, I've told you about this, that exact spot is almost like every three dreams someone in my dream, it's always someone different. And it's, I can't really find like a common theme of who the person is. Like, it's not always an attacker. It's not always a lover. It could be, you've even done it to me in my dreams. Like, it's like random people.
Right.
They push that part of my back.
Whoa.
So, I feel it right now. Like, so fucking deep. Like, whether it's their thumb or their hand or whatever. And I'm trying to be like, stop, you know, like pulling away, stop, stop, stop. And they follow me. And the thumb doesn't go away, and they push, and it's the most excruciating pain. It's the type of pain where you like,
yeah,
you know, you like can't,
you breathe, lose your breath,
you lose your breath because it hurts so bad. Like,
yeah,
feels like the wind gets knocked out of me.
Right.
And I wake up, and Monica was saying that's probably like where you can start your lucid dreaming. Cause if you stop and you realize it's like, you know, a dream, it's not really happening. Like,
right.
I don't know if I could somehow connect with like my physical body to realize like there's not actually a thumb pushing into that.
Right.
I can control.
Have
the
you ever
of the dream.
It's looked at, like, at
the it? Head of it? On my back?
Have you ever like looked at them doing it while they were doing it?
No, because it's on my back. So I mean, I could turn, like I will turn around my left shoulder and be like, stop, or, you know, whatever. It's usually something of agony where I'm like crying.
Right. I only ask because they say that in order to like start the lucid dreaming is, well, not the only way, but like a big part of it is visual. So if you look at anything that's giving you this kind of like physical reaction, that'll give you the indication whether or not it's reality or a dream.
Hmm.
So like if something is reoccurring in your dreams, like look at directly, look at it, look away, and then look back at it directly. And if something changes or something is off, which in a dream, it always will be different.
Always.
That's your indication. And then like you come to.
that's kind of like the dream the other night with Tasha that I was telling you about.
Right.
I had a dream the other night. I've been having dreams about people I don't know, which is weird. I won't say the whole dream, but pretty much there was this girl, Tasha. She was like my best friend. And I was in her room watching a movie, and I'd watch the movie, look away from the movie at like, you know, my water bottle next to me, go back to the movie, look back at the water bottle. Now it's a hair clip. Mm-hmm. Back to the movie, look back. And that's when I started realizing something was off. So I started yelling for Tasha.
Ah.
And then that's when obviously Tasha didn't come. She was clearly a figment of my imagination. And then the movie that I was watching in the dream had a twist where the main character of the movie realized none of this was real.
Whoa.
And then
so you're getting close.
I'm getting close.
You're getting close. I think those like those light bulbs in your brain that are telling you something's off. Mm-hmm. If you just train that to tell you this is a dream, not right. reality, then you can kind of have more control.
Yeah. I wake up and it's always at that height of that moment, that painful back pain or that weird moment of with Tasha. Or I've had one where I walked up to like the younger version of my mom.
Whoa.
And she was like kind of hunched over, like kind of sad. And I looked at her and asked if everything was okay. And she looked at me and was like, this is a dream. And I woke up. So I need to somehow push through that.
Yeah. My brother was actually, he spent a lot of time practicing lucid dreaming. And one of his biggest hurdles was every time he realized he was in a dream and he like wanted to start his, you know, the lucid part.
Right.
He would like wake up out of heightened emotion. So that, like
exactly
excitement, it's like the fear. Peak. Yep. And then you wake up. It's your body protecting yourself.
Of course.
It's your brain protecting itself. But mm-hmm. like once you jump over that hurdle and just like train yourself, like what Monica's doing.
Right.
You could stay in it.
But when like my body's taken over, I don't know. I don't know if maybe I need to take something to be a little bit more relaxed before bed. Like
maybe
CBD.
Maybe that's what mugwort does.
I mean, I'll try mugwort.
Like, when I was doing it, I got to the point where like I could fully lucid dream, but all of my dreams are so like just dream world, crazy shit, like nothing like high intensity. It's just like things happen. It's like slice of life shit. So like I would lucid dream,
that's
but
so
then
indie of you.
Right? God, I'm so H24. But like
mine's like the
yeah, you're like aliens know. Are chasing you and shit. Like if I was doing that, I would never even think of lucid dreaming. And if I could lucid dream and shit like that, I don't know what I would do. But my dream world is so just like plain Jane that I'd be like, that's okay, nice. Now what?
That's like fun. Like go yeah. fly.
Yeah.
Like, go like fuck around. And like, I feel like that could still be a place of like exploration and you know, it's a dream. So you know, you're safe. And like,
maybe I'll try it again. This was like, also like 8 years ago.
Your brain has developed more.
So different.
I'm going to get some. Let's like, yeah, let's I'm fire down. It up. And then we can just talk about it every morning. And we'll start sharing on the podcast. What are some... if you remember, some lucid, successful dreams you had during your mugwort days.
I remember I was in a mall once. See, this is the, like...
I dream about malls.
Yeah. I was in a mall, but, like, I was shopping and I could buy everything that I wanted to buy. Like,
what'd you buy?
It was... I don't remember. It was just so, like, cool, you know? Yeah. Like, but I also didn't think I don't think I had an objective with my dreams, you know, like you right. have an objective with your dreams. Yeah. You have reoccurrences. You have people that you want to like know more about. I'm just like,
you're at the mall.
Yeah.
I'm just shopping with my friends. Do you dream about people in your real life a lot?
I dream so often about
like you.
No. My dreams. You're rarely in my dreams.
Thanks.
But like, please don't take it personal because
I do.
I swear my dreams are all like outer circle people. Like, remember the dream I told you about the other day?
Right.
Two dreams in the past 2 weeks or so, Ben and Matt. Ben, a guy we used to work with when I was 17.
That is crazy.
And Matt, we went to elementary school with him. Like,
he was my first boyfriend.
Right. And he was just in my dream and we were just hanging out. Like, why are these people in my dreams? I don't know. But there, I never know. Close people. The only person who is in my dreams with high intensity is my brother. And they're always like intruder dreams.
Does he protect you in them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's cool. Always me and him trying to escape things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's some like sibling shit right there.
I haven't had many of those in my adult life.
Oh, that was more like growing up.
I had a intense reoccurring dream with just me and my brother trying to escape a burning building. I had that a handful of times between the ages of probably like 7 and 15.
Do you recognize the building?
No, but it's always the same building.
What does it look like?
It's already like halfway burnt down. Me and him are on the second story and we're jumping down in onto the main floor. And every time we jump before we make the main floor, I wake up.
Oh, do you get the like you fall?
Yeah, it's the like falling dream. Yeah,
I love those. I really do.
Also had a very intense, vivid dream that I will actually never forget in my entire life where we were at my cousin's house and it was me, my brother, and a few other people, but they kept switching identities.
That happens to me a lot.
Oh, it's the worst thing because I try to keep up in the, especially with these high intensity dreams. My brain needs to know what's happening so I can control things.
Sure.
Especially in what happened in this dream. We're at my cousin's house, me and my brother, and there's an intruder and he gets in and he sits us all down and
I remember this. Sorry.
It's okay. We're playing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. He is playing Russian roulette. And if you don't know what Russian roulette is you have a gun and you're aiming it at one person, like around the circle individually, one by one. And there's only one bullet in the gun and you shoot. And if nothing happens, you move on to the next person.
Classic game.
It's all fun and games, right? So he's making it around the circle and he does like two or three people. And then he gets to me and the bullet is in the gun and he shoots me in the neck. And I woke, like right when he shot me, the biggest, like the audio was so realistic in that dream that I woke up with my ears ringing and my neck was hot with where he shot me.
Yep.
And just in one spot. It was hot and my neck was like cinched like this. And like throughout the day, it was sore. It was the most bizarre thing I'd ever experienced. Ooh. That was like the most vivid dream I've ever had.
God, but that one makes like my skin crawl.
Like, what does that mean?
Gun dreams are scary. I've had a few of those too.
Yeah.
In a burning building too. My apartment growing up, I don't even know how to say this. We lived on the second floor and same kind of thing. It was like half burnt. But I was trying to get all the cats out. My parents have hella cats. Well, they did. They actually have all died. Ugh. They have two left, but like they're like the new generation of cats. I don't really know them as well as my like
old Degrassi cats. Next gen.
Literally. And I come through the house and I'm with my sister and I'm trying to find the cats, whatever. And I turn the corner and I see my stepdad and he has a gun pointed out like, he's just trying to defend himself. It wasn't like towards me. It was like he felt someone in the house. So he pulled out a gun. And I said, wait. And he shot Monica.
Whoa.
And then I was like really mad at Phil after that. My stepdad. That was a really vivid one. But gun one, same thing. Like you wake up the next day and you almost grieve that person.
Yeah.
That's been shot or killed, or I guess in your sense, it was yourself.
I felt like I was targeted. Yeah. Like I felt like I needed to protect myself in some way. And I was on edge for weeks after.
You probably did. Now you can look back. Do you remember like what was going on in your personal life? Like maybe you needed to protect yourself from something.
I don't know. Cause I don't remember what year it was. Mm. Maybe it was my late like teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
But I've never been able to like, I can't remember. I can't pinpoint whether or not like I was in my relationship or if I was moved out yet.
Right.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I do remember you being very distraught about that dream though. Oh, it's freaky. Now I'm going to have super crazy dreams tonight or not.
Ugh.
Talking about it sometimes like gets it out of my head too.
It gets, I get in my head and I have, you know, I had a lot of sleep paralysis when I lived in my first LA apartment, but I have not had sleep paralysis recently.
I literally had it the other day. I get it a lot though.
Ugh.
I don't mind it.
You get used to it.
But if you ever have it, just the quickest way to get out of it is don't try to move.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is a lot of the times when I feel, like I said, when I get in my head, I have really bad dreams and I feel like I'm more prone to sleep paralysis when I talk about it a lot the day before. So on days like that, when I'm going to sleep, I'm like wiggling my fingers.
To like keep your blood flowing.
Like, yeah. Like yeah. I'm keeping my body moving and like trying to make myself fall asleep while I'm, so there's no weird overlap.
Yeah. What are you afraid of though?
The first couple times that I had sleep paralysis, there was someone there with me.
There was.
Yeah. And it was a little girl and I couldn't see her, but I.
Bad vibes?
Bad vibe. Very, very, dang. Very bad vibes. I was laying on my side on one edge of the bed and I obviously couldn't turn over to see the other half of the bed, but.
Whoa, paralysis on your side.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Really?
I'm always on my back.
I was on my side and I couldn't see what was behind me, but I felt someone jump onto the end of the bed and jump up and down on the bed. And it felt like she was probably five, six, seven. And she was jumping up closer and closer towards my head because like the, I could feel, like I could physically feel the bed moving up and down. Cause this was the first time I'd ever experienced sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I knew that I was in some sort of dream state and my apartment wasn't haunted was because the more she jumped and like the rhythm of her jump was to the rhythm of my breathing. So I started hyperventilating and she started jumping more like like quicker. She was jumping up and down and like I had like an old rinky-dink bed. So like the springs, like I could hear the springs. It was crazy. And she got closer to my head and I was like, I realized, oh, she's jumping to the beat of my breath right now.
To the beat of my breath.
So I held my breath and she stopped jumping. And then I slowly started to like be able to
wiggle a little bit.
Yeah.
How long did it feel and how long do you think it was?
It felt like 15 minutes. Huh. It was probably only like 30 seconds.
Not even, dude. Yeah. It was probably like 3 seconds. Yeah. That's what's crazy is like it doesn't last that long, but when you're in it.
It's so real. And
it's some weird in between where
it's like slow-mo.
I was just going to say like time doesn't exist.
Yep.
It takes forever and it's a flash of a moment all at the same time.
Yeah.
And it cannot be explained.
It's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah. I get it when I'm stressed. That's when I, like if I'm super stressed out, I expect it.
Yeah.
Like it's routine. That I think that's why I'm not afraid of it is because I know when I will get it.
Right.
So you can kind of like, I guess, mentally prepare, but I don't know.
I'm scared for that energy again. Honestly, like it was so dark and it was so like unwanted that I'm terrified of even opening that door again.
The sleep paralysis demon thing is scary, but I mean, this seems like a no shit thing. Like if it does happen again, just remember nobody's died from their sleep demons.
Right.
Like it's just your brain. We don't know why. Like that's also a scary part. It's just not knowing the why and not having control over the why, but that's life. But yeah, like whenever I have someone scary, cause I've had several, like I've had the tall dark guy before and it's always just like shadow figures too, like in my room, whatever. I just always know like they can literally get as close to me as they want, but like they're
not going to do anything physically to you in the real world.
Nope. They're not going to like choke you to death or like, right. It just doesn't happen like that. Same with scary dreams. Granted, my brain wakes me up, but unless it's someone in my real life that did something fucked up to me, I usually can shake off the dream pretty quick.
Right.
And it's just like a crazy story. Like my one the other night with like the creepy guy in the Airbnb. Right. Don't know who the fuck that is. So I've already forgot about him. But like I had one. This was like a little bit after my grandma died. And I will say my dreams, they've been weird all my life, but they've got way more intense after September 12th, 2020, the day she died. Hmm. I don't know what it is. She had crazy dreams too. I actually feel like maybe that's where Monica and I got it in our bloodline. Hmm. That makes sense. My dad also has them, so it's maybe it's my dad's side of the family. But yeah. My mom also. Actually, no. My mom doesn't have crazy dreams. My mom has crazy, like,
intuition
things. Like, yeah. In the moment, she'll know what's up. Watch, she's about to text me. But yeah, I had this dream where this was the first time it ever happened. I was in my grandparents' house where a lot of my dreams occur till this day. And I was looking through a mirror to, like, it's hard to explain when people don't know the layout of the room, but like, yeah. Looking through a mirror on a wall to see something on the other side of the room.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, you know, like if we had a mirror in front of us.
You were looking at the reflection to see what's behind you?
It wasn't behind me though. It was like next to me, but whatever. Yeah. To that point, it's just like using the reflection to, instead of turning my head.
Right.
Boom. And my sister was sitting at, my grandparents have like a really long dining room table. And she's sitting there like with her arms, like quite proper, kind of like chest puffed forward, whatever. She didn't have food or nothing in front of her. But she had like, her eyes were like slightly bigger.
Okay.
And her hair was slightly darker. What?
I told you the dream I had about my opa after he died,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And I want you to say it after so people know what you're saying. Yeah. It just like slightly different, but still her. And this dream is where I learned what Uncanny Valley is too.
Oh.
But yeah, she, through the reflection, she was like, come here. Like, you're fine. Dude, you're fine. Like, come here. Like, talking to me like she does. And like, my sister is one of few people where like, if she were to say, come here, I'd go. Like, I feel very safe around my sister. She's my big sister. And I think that's why my brain used her vessel as my lure, because right. I will listen to my sister, especially in my dreams. And it was like, come here. But something in my gut was like, you're not Monica. And I said it, you're not Monica.
Right.
She said, yes, I am. Like in the way she would like scoff like that too. Yeah. Like, oh, yes, I am. And I looked further in the reflection and I remember seeing my grandma back in the living room. Again, this is all through the reflection though, but back in the living room where she actually died in the real world. She had a peaceful death in the comfort of her own home on like a hospital bed. It was, you guys already know that story. But she was standing where the bed was when she actually died.
Right.
And she was just shaking her head like, don't listen to her.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I didn't. And I'm alive. God bless. I live to tell the tale.
I had quite a similar fucking dream. And I don't know how we haven't connected this before. Yeah.
Mine was a while ago. I just haven't talked about it in a minute.
Yeah. And it probably happened before my opa died and I had my dream.
This happened in like 2020.
Okay.
This was like right after my grandma died.
Okay. Yeah. Right after my opa died.
Yeah.
I was in their living room and they have a window that goes out to the front part of their house that has like the walkway where they come up. And he was standing outside of the window, facing the window, and I was on the inside. And on the inside of the house, they have a bench right under that window. And my knees were up on the window and I was looking out of the window at him. And he was facing me and he was like the same height as me because I was like perched up, and his eyes were bulging and like his cheeks, like his face was moving. It was almost as if like,
like you were like shrooming.
I was shrooming or something, but like I obviously wasn't. I was just asleep. And his face kept moving and I kept saying like, wait, that's Opa, that's not you. You're not him. Like I kept trying to like make sense of it in my head. And he kept saying like, no, it's me. It's me. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. But I kept saying, you're not my Opa. You're not him. He wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying like, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't look like that.
Right.
And I just remember like backing away from the window, but him like trying to open the window to come in.
Huh. I need to use the front door.
Right? Yeah. Weird.
I think our brains use these very influential people to give us an emotion. Like, I guess what I mean by that is after all the craziness of my dreams, I've exhausted myself over the years trying to like, oh my God, do I need to talk to my sister about possible glaucoma in her eye? Cause her eyes were big. Like It's not that literal in dreams.
No.
It's, you think about just what was the emotion, like strip away the plot of the dream. And like, what was your psyche making you feel? Cause that could be unprocessed emotion that your psyche is trying to make you feel. It could be a sign of emotion to maybe look out for or avoid the next day. It, you know, that's for you to pick apart and apply to your own life. But I think same with you, like your psyche used OPA to, you know, make you feel this emotion. I don't know what, like, what would you call that emotion? It, like, in that moment, was it?
I wanted it to be him, but I just knew, like, I knew it
were
wasn't.
Were you, like, yearning? Like,
yeah, do you think I think it was, especially after his.
It was part of your grief.
Yeah, after his death, for sure. I wanted to, like, feel some otherworldly sense of him. And, like, I wanted some, like, validation that he was still with me.
Yep.
Especially right after he died.
Right.
And I was looking, I was, like, looking for it. And right. I think that's just, like, where probably it came from. But it wasn't him.
Of course not.
I've but it just, like, used his,
Yeah. I've had a lot where
that's weird.
My grandma's used too. But then I've also had a lot where, like, I know it's my grandma.
Yep. Yeah.
And you could totally tell the difference. It's, you just know right away. Like, they don't even have to say anything. And it's very obvious.
Right. Should we say why we're all dressed up? Kind of.
Dressed up in a hoodie. We literally, like, pulled ourselves together for once. Yeah.
We're going out after this. We're just going to go. This weekend's a big weekend for going out. We have a birthday party tomorrow night. We're going
holiday
out
party Sunday,
holiday party Sunday, and Tay's still up in there. I don't know if we're going out, but we have dinner reservations at Italian at 8.
Oh yeah. You may, where are we going?
It's the spot that my boyfriend said he like wanted to recommend. He wanted us to go to.
Okay.
Recommended.
What's it called?
It's, Piccola.
Oh, I've seen that on Yelp.
Yeah. It's the one that we went to on the Upper East Side that one night.
In like the cool little pan.
Yes.
Plates?
I think it's the same company.
It is.
Okay.
They have two locations.
There's three then.
Oh. I don't know. I just knew they had multiple. The one that was up there.
Yeah, there's one Upper East Side, Astoria, Osteria.
Astoria Place?
No, O-S-T-E-R-I-A, Osteria.
Osteria.
Couldn't tell you. That, and then Soho.
Are we going to Soho?
Yes.
If we're getting Italian food, then we probably aren't going out after.
Yeah, we could just do apps.
Let's just do apps. Because then I know if I do pasta dish, I'm going to want to go to bed.
Yeah, we'll just do apps.
I'm
and a pizza.
Not that hungry.
Maybe we'll just do like a pizza, wine, and apps.
Yeah. I could do some like calamari.
Yum.
Or like just like burrata.
I think they have like an endive salad too.
I love endive.
I love endive. I'll never
underrated
buy it.
Vegetable.
I'll never buy it for myself.
I don't
myself.
Even think you could buy it.
In store.
It seems like something you're like, you can only buy wholesale.
Yeah.
Endive doesn't seem like a market.
What is it? Is it like a head of lettuce?
Is it cabbagey?
What is endive? Is it a leaf? A leafy green?
I don't think it's a green, but I'm going to say it's like a cabbage vibe.
It's a vegetable.
Okay.
It's a leafy vegetable. What are these words?
It grows like cabbagey, like layered like that.
Bitter leafed vegetable included in the Cachorium endivia species.
Cachorium endivia.
Right. Cachorium endivia, Cachorium pumilum, and Cachorium intibus. Chicory includes types such as radicchio, puntarelle, and Belgian endive. Who the fuck? It's just a leaf.
Radicchio, I just think it chopped. They always be putting that in
they
the baskets.
Do.
There's always radicchio, and they're always like, oh, I don't know.
You'll never believe it.
Oh, they're ugly.
They look like wannabe carrots.
They do look like wannabe carrots. Wait, the top of them looks like the hair of Syndrome from The Incredibles.
Yes.
Google an endive root right now, guys, and you'll know what we're talking about.
My name's not Buddy.
That's such a good movie.
I actually just recently watched the second one.
It's probably like one of my favorite Pixar's. Is that Pixar?
Yeah.
Pixar. Yeah. Like classics. I want to watch the new, it's not out yet, but Inside Out.
Yes.
With anxiety.
Yes.
She
I love that
so
they did that.
Cute. That's exactly what I would picture my anxiety look like too. Just like freaked out.
Are you
but
sure?
Like kind of cute.
Yeah.
But kind of like you want to like hold her, but she's like, ah, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Like she just freak out.
That's how my anxiety feels.
Yeah. No, I think everyone's going to resonate.
I hope they like hit the nail on the head with that one.
You know, they worked with psychologists on that. And
oh,
they were
yeah.
like they probably did a full case study for people to draw what their anxiety looked like, and they probably mushed them all together.
Right. Oh, to be on that team.
Yeah.
I wish.
I would love that job. Or even like when we were watching The Holiday last night, how she makes movie trailers. Like, how did you even get into that job?
And she owns the business. She's a real girl, working girl out there.
That's so cool. I was actually thinking when we were watching that, I could see that being a TikTok trend, people making trailers of their day or of their week.
You should cut this out and start that.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, like a vlog, but like
this week on
Kristen started her week going here, but
you should do that. Before
turmoil took a turn, she like
try it. That'd be so sick.
See, I have a lot of good ideas, but I never apply them to my content. I'm over here like, I'll post a story frame and I'm like, shit.
You, like, you should be like a
ghostwriter.
Yeah. For the industry.
But I want the credit. Like,
right. Yeah. I don't know how ghostwriters have the,
like they really let go of their ego.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They're so like chill.
But they're living their life. They're making guap.
But they can go to the grocery
store. But they can go to the grocery store and like their kids can live a normal life.
Yep.
It really is quite the dream unless you have a fat pride and ego.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not even talking about like the fame part.
The credit. The credit for your creativity. That's what I'm saying.
I want my name to be on it.
Like, yeah. You want the credit for coming up with something so amazing.
I don't
amazing.
Want someone to just pay me off and take
no,
the name.
And take like, the credit. People think you're doing that? Bitch, please.
Like, I did.
It fires me did up. That. You can't take my credit.
Yeah. Now I'm like, shit, I need to make this. I need to make this TikTok. Maybe, Dave, you can help me edit it. I feel like you'd kill that edit.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get the right shots of me being like, like waking up and like.
What a cool series.
That's so cool. What a cool way to. Should I do it?
Yeah.
I need to like map it out.
Yeah, sure.
I have to map
do
it out.
Do like storyboard. Let's get a big whiteboard and you'll frame every. You'll storyboard every frame.
I'll get Expo markers and we'll use my big mirror.
Love.
I'm going to use that thing anyway. It collects dust.
Right.
Well, I do use it. It's a mirror. You right. can't like not use it. I don't look at it. That's really funny. That's a good one.
Oh, God.
I need to pee. We literally just stopped because Alex had to pee. Now I had to pee.
Hold it.
I'm going to.
It's okay.
It's all this Olipop.
We should have spiked these.
I would not want to spike a cola.
Jack and Coke?
I don't drink Jack. I don't like whiskey like that.
I had a whiskey drink the other night and it was really fucking good.
If it's like something like that, like where craft. It's super craft done
we
up.
We should go to that restaurant.
I'll do that.
The Tiger.
But I'm not ever going to go like, I'm going to go to Jack and Coke.
Right.
It's kind of triggering.
You want to drink Jaeger tonight?
No, I'll get a rash. Remember?
Last time I had a Jaeger bomb, I threw up.
And I got a rash. Different occasions too.
Yeah. And the last time I had Jaeger bombs, I ran into Tanner's cousin at the bar and I was like, look, I don't fuck with your cousin.
Look,
I don't fuck with him. He fucked over my best friend. Jaeger bomb.
Jaeger bomb. She probably agreed.
No, I think she did.
She literally still hits me up like she agreed.
Yeah. She's like, I get it, girl.
Fuck him.
Right. Yeah.
What's squeaking?
Oh, my arm. You ever seen Robots?
Yeah, we watched it. That's silly. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Robots is good. All right, I'm about to head out. Honestly, you guys, we went into this episode with a completely different topic in mind.
Completely other plan.
We didn't even touch it.
It was nice because we just got to sit and chat.
We got to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just gotta chat.
Sometimes we just need to catch up.
Well, this is actually what I wanted for this episode. Remember earlier today, I was like, are you in the mood to just ramble?
Yeah. And I just didn't know.
Agreed. Like, as much as I wish we could always just pull off these rambles, I don't think we can because there's days where we both need to be looking at our phones, looking at a bullet point list of like,
what's next. I need guidance.
Right. But today I was like, I'm ready to chat.
Yeah. Chris Brown, no guidance.
Oh, that is such a good song.
Should we play it on the train ride to?
Yes. Okay. Let's bring AirPods.
Okay.
Are yours charged?
Yeah. Okay. Always. Come on.
Minor. Well, I use my over the ears now, so I don't even fuck with those guys. That was almost like pretentious.
Right. Fuck. You were like those people who like signed on people who had plugins still.
Oh, I had those up until these.
Oh,
those
you don't
like
use AirPods?
Those are like Bella Hadid.
Right.
Like the wire. whatever. Let's bring those on the train.
Okay.
No guidance on loop.
Okay.
26 minute ride down to Soho.
Love.
I might do a little bop bop on the train.
On the train?
Let's put a hat out and get some money.
Yeah. I'll try. Wow. Remember the guys on BART?
Yeah. And they would grab the things and do backflips and like dislocate their shoulders.
I feel like I've tried that a time or two. Coming home drunk from the city.
All I do is just like swing. Like deadfall swing. Why did I bring this up?
Couldn't tell you. Oh, the topic for today. We just wanted to sit and chat with you guys. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad it went this way, though, because people have actually said they wanted a dream episode.
Oh, yeah. Like an updated one.
I feel like I could keep talking about it, too.
Yeah, we can like make a whole.
I just have
dedicated app to it.
I have so many I could talk about, but it's also hard because when you talk about dreams, they obviously 99% of the time don't make fucking sense.
Right.
And like the intensity, the emotion it gives you, you can't portray in just like telling a story.
And it's hard to like relate because you just don't, you don't know the people, you right. don't like it.
Even me,
it didn't even happen.
It literally didn't happen. Like me telling the layout of my grandma's house, like only you understood that.
Right.
But like, hopefully and it's still I could read.
Visualize it. So it means more.
It was
to
more
me.
Intense. Like you knew what I was talking about, where my grandma was like,
yeah. Like I can actually, I have my own visual of what you might've saw too.
Which I guess maybe you guys do too.
Upload pictures of your grandparents' house.
Right. I'll record the whole thing.
Yeah. And then upload it and then do like little marks where grandma was probably standing.
X's on the ground.
Yeah.
I'll even insert a picture of my grandma.
Photoshop your grandma.
I would. I'll get a cardboard cutout of my grandma.
You should. It'll only be 4 foot tall.
I know. She was super tiny.
She was super short.
She was so short.
I loved hugging her because my boo boy sat on her shoulder.
She was so tiny. And she was like, she'd see you and she'd go, oh. Like she'd always like, oh.
Oh, good to see you, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, what a girl.
What a girly.
I would get the cardboard cut out for my room, though. Or we could put it in the corner. We could put it on the podcast set.
Your grandma and the grandbunny?
Yeah, right here.
Sure.
Or what if we got cardboard cutouts of their faces only?
Okay.
Like on sticks, like at concerts?
Yeah. Or we could get cardboard cutouts of their face and we could put them onto those girls.
Ooh. Wait, why is that's literally my grandma and that's Bonnie.
Yeah.
Wait. My grandma played piano.
Mine didn't.
Okay, then they got to switch spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we got some of their ashes?
Ooh, and sprinkled it into the thread? Okay, we got to go.
No, we could put sprinkle it into the plant.
Oh, and grow them?
Or we could rub it in to the seats. Stinky. No,
Grandma Bonnie would be pissed.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it is. Honestly, Link would come over and like
lick it.
All right, guys, we're going to get some Zah.
Zah and a drink.
And a drink, and we're going to possibly go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
The Kith?
Kith Women's Store.
Open up here in Soho.
New York City. Today's opening day.
It's stunning.
Beautiful store.
Beautiful. Also, while you're shopping, if you're like, I don't want to shop anymore. I don't want to be on my feet. You can actually go to bicyclecards.com.
Oh,
Have you
shop online,
yeah. Yeah, you should shop online so you can like shop comfort your own home.
Right. You want to show them?
Oh yeah. These are a deck of cards. This and they like a deck of decks.
They fit in your pocket, they fit in your wocket, they fit in your stocking.
They fit in your shoulder socket.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. In your armpit.
Yes.
They fit if you have big boobs, they could fit in between your boobs. Or under your boobs. I've tried that. They do work.
Yep. That's a cool trick.
Yeah.
Is this your card?
Ooh.
Reach under my boob.
Oh, sweaty.
It's just like limp. Well, all seriousness, guys, Decadex, we just don't shout it out enough, I don't feel like.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're really proud of it. So
it's our
always
deck.
Linked down below.
And you guys could get to play with it.
Merry
Available
Christmas.
Now. Available now.
Available now.
Okay, guys, have a good week ahead.
Signing off an email. Oh, all right, guys, we've got corporate girl over here. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week.
Have a good one. Love you. Bye.